This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, today's topic, top five first-round upsets of all time in the NCAA tournament. Five biggest first-round upsets ever in the big dance. I will start, and I'm going to go with Santa Clara over Arizona to start.
Steve Nash.
We've brought this up before. We've referenced it. He was the guard there. We've seen 15s over 2s. It's actually become very trendy in the last few years. That's before it was really in vogue. Richmond did it to Syracuse in 91. That was the first one ever. And then 2 years later, Santa Clara with Steve Nash beating Lute Olson's Arizona team. I can still remember watching that game with my dad. So maybe I got a little bit of nostalgia there in picking that game five all time. These are first round. So people like to bring up Villanova over Georgetown in the national championship game. Ineligible. George Mason over Connecticut in the Elite Eight. Mulsey's favorite of all time. Off the board. Not going to happen here. That's five for me. Did it make your list?
It did not make my list, Pony.
Damn it. Did it make yours, Donnie?
It did not, but it was close.
F. All right, four. Mulsey, to you.
Four on my list is one that is just a personal, I enjoyed this game as like in those formative years, right? Like, Donnie, that sweet spot of being between probably 10 and 13 when sports are literally the only thing you care about, playing them, watching them, reading those Matt Christopher books about the kid who only hit homers and so on. I am going to throw out a name that Pony will know very well here. A guy who, the other fun part about these games is when it's truly like a dude goes off for the lower seed and the upper seed has no answer for them. A man by the name of Harold the Show Arsenault going absolutely berserk.
That's what Weber
for
State,
Weber
right?
State over North Carolina in a 14-3 upset. I believe it was 90. I didn't look at the year, 96.
You put that four. Interesting.
Just because I said it's a personal favorite. You have a great nickname. You have a guy who literally just was, like, better than anybody on Carolina of all teams.
Yep.
Harold the Show Arsenault, Weber State of 14 over North Carolina.
Did not make my list. Donnie, did it make yours?
It did not.
All right, three to you, Donnie, on our top five first-round upsets of all time.
Well, if you want to bring up shows that got put on by teams that upset high seeds, I think back to when I was in high school and I watched what Florida Gulf Coast did against Georgetown. I don't know if, like, game for game it was necessarily a biggest upset of all time, but a 15-2 that was pretty much dominant from bell to bell. And my goodness, some of the things that they did. Kevin Harlan, again, phenomenal on the call. You know, he made it that much better.
Man, I was a big fan of that Florida Gulf Coast point guard, Comer, who was just throwing over the shoulder blind alley-oops. Harlan dropping lines like, drops the hammer!
Yep.
Drop the anvil.
Yeah, drop the anvil. Thank you. Something really fun, Donnie, about...
Didn't make my list either because I was down on that Georgetown team. I didn't think it was very good.
Just something fun, though, about when you have a game like that. I think you almost always expect it's got to go down to a last shot situation. And to basically just see them absolutely mop Georgetown was surreal.
All right, number two on my list. It's not a 16 over a 1. This is going to surprise you. 2012, Norfolk State, 86, Missouri.
Oh, that hurts.
84. Kyle O'Quinn had the game of his life for Norfolk State. Another situation we talked about
this earlier. The plucky Irishman.
With Patrick O'Brien, another Irish guy, for Bradley when they beat Pitt in the tournament and it got him drafted. O'Quinn carrying Norfolk State. He had 26 and 14. Missouri won 30 games that year.
They were my national champion pick that year. They were running a four-guard team with, like, Phil Pressey and those dudes.
Yes, also Kim English, who's now the Providence coach. Norfolk State shot 53% from three, 10 and 19.
That was a horrifying game to watch in real time.
And they knocked off Mulsey's team to win it all in the first round. Let me get the point spread here. They were a 21-point dog in that game against Mizzou. That's why I put it second. Right. Did it make your top five?
It didn't, but mainly because I have such an antipathy for watching
Donnie,
my national
make
title
top
list
five?
Go down.
It did not, but I actually, if you recall, later that night, another 15 over 2. I had that one at number five, Lehigh over Duke.
CJ McCollum. Another example of a guy just going off against a blue blood program.
All right, number one, Mulsey.
All right, this is a 16 over a 1, but it's not the one that cracked the lid on that finally and broke the seal. I have Fairleigh Dickinson over Purdue as my number one, and it gets that distinction over my number two, which was UMBC over UVA for this reason. That UMBC team had like a slashing pure scorer who I think just Virginia had no answers for. We also knew, even though they would go on to win the national title the next year, that Virginia team had like weird warts. They played super slow tempo-wise. They didn't have an alpha dog scorer. I think they had Brogdon still, right, at that point? Did they have Brogdon?
No, they did not.
Okay. My mistake then. They had really good players. They were a really good team. But they had like an odd sort of vulnerability that some of Jamie Dixon's best Pitt teams had on paper. Like if they didn't hit shots early, they could let a team hang around. And it was fun to watch a team with a 5'5" point guard and a transfer from Robert Morris just go absolutely ham. But watching Zach Edey, who's 7'4", get swarmed by a bunch of players who looked like gnats, and apologies to our guy Ethan Morton because he was obviously involved in this game.
Yes, he was.
But watching Purdue just clank shot after shot after shot and Fairleigh Dickinson do what they did, it looked way more like a David versus Goliath game, and to see it play out the way it did, I think makes it the best upset ever.
I heard our boy Ethan Morton on the way into work today. I had forgotten this. I'd memory hold this. When Connecticut beat Purdue in the national championship game last year, he was the guy that Purdue inbounded the ball to as the clock ran out. So on like the final call from Ian Eagle or whatever, it's like inbounds to Ethan Morton. And it's like Connecticut has gone back to back. All right, I actually had that game number one too. There's a Pittsburgh connection in that game. FDU had that scrappy, exciting white. Braden Reynolds from Chartiers Valley. You know the guy I'm talking
you're
about,
right.
Don?
You're right.
I know
exciting
that
white, Braden Reynolds. He was everywhere in that game. Not really a big scorer, but a guy that – a glue guy. Every team needs those types. I'm sorry, I was researching things while you were giving your soliloquy. Did you mention that FDU didn't even win its conference?
Yeah, tournament? I didn't mention that, but Merrimack won it because of the probationary period while they jumped up from D2
right.
to D1. FDU didn't even win the NEC. They literally didn't win a low major and got in on a technicality.
So they were like 68 out of 68 in the tournament. They were the worst team.
They were
won.
As last as you can get. So I had... Obviously that, and I had UMBC over UVA. I did have that as number two.
I had three.
Okay. Weber State over North Carolina, just personal preference kind of game, like a time and place,
what
a moment.
What did you have, five?
Five, I had another time and place. Joe and I were at Archie's to watch Mercer beat Duke in 2014. I know that is not a seismic, like, 15-2 or 16-1
game. You guys were at Archie's.
Yes.
What a time to be alive,
dude,
over at the Archman.
Would
spot.
You agree that when Duke goes down in flames, it just means a little
oh, of
bit
course.
More? And so watching Mercer just come out there and look like they had the better athletes, it was kind of like a poor man's FGCU over Georgetown. They just did not look scared or intimidated by the moment. Number three on my list, the only other one I didn't have that we didn't already go over, just personal preference because it happened here. Coppin State over South Carolina.
I put that four. Donnie, did we leave off any of yours?
Well, let's see. I had UMBC at number one just because that was the first one and they just blew the doors off Virginia. I had Fairleigh Dickinson over Purdue. I was on air while that game was happening. Joel
and
Nelson
you were
and
never
were
a believer in Edie. You were always anti-Edie and thinking they're not going to win a national championship with this giant out there, with this guy that lumbers around and moves very methodically.
Yeah, I mean, great player. I just didn't think like a team built that way was like built to win the whole thing.
Yep.
So I was rooting for it the whole time because I had them losing either the next game or the one after. So that, you know, it was really no skin off my back. I said FGCU over Georgetown. Got to rep the Ivy League here. Princeton over Arizona just two years ago.
I was here for that with our boss.
And Lehigh over Duke, like I mentioned, at number five.